You also get your experts on the 20s here. You know, with spring break travel just a few weeks away, one of the health risks you may not be thinking about is deep vein thrombosis.
With us now to talk about this is our medical expert, Dr. Kent Williamson, a vascular surgeon with Providence Heart and Vascular Institute. Dr. Williamson, good morning.
Good morning.
DVT, what is this and why are travelers at risk?
Well, I'll tell you, DVT is a really big deal. It's a condition that describes formation of blood clots, usually in the leg veins. And it becomes a big deal when enough blood clot develops in the veins that they could break off and travel to the lungs, which often is fatal. And we worry about that in travelers because that's one of the risk factors that may be associated with the formation of DVT.
Is it just a matter of you're not moving very much when you're on a plane or in a car for a long time?
Yeah, that's it. And immobility is thought to be a big part of the risk for DVT, but some of the other big risks would include major surgeries, pregnancy. People who are pregnant have up to a fivefold increased risk of DVT. Cancer is one, smoking, and previous DVT is another big risk factor.
We talking both men and women?
Both men and women of all ages, too. It affects young folks, too, so not to forget, it can hit everybody.
All right, so what can we do about it? How do we avoid it?
Well, once DVT is suspected, the first thing is to check for it with an ultrasound, but a lot of prevention can take place, and that begins with using blood thinners during periods of high risk or if a long plane travel is planned. Getting up to walk around during the plane trip and also staying well hydrated will help.
Is there any kind of lifestyle that contributes to DVT?
Smoking is one of the things as part of the lifestyle that contributes a great deal, and also heaviness. So people losing weight and quitting smoking will go a long way to decrease the risk.
You mentioned dehydration. That's a big thing when you're traveling anyway, isn't it?
Especially in a dry airplane. You bet.
All right, interesting stuff. If you want to learn more about this, just go to KXL.com. Dr. Kent Williamson, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you.
He's part of Experts on the 20s on KXL.